It's Thursday, and that means it's time for the ETF of the week.
Hey, how about you and the blog guy having a blast with me?
That's right. Have a blast here every Thursday with Tom Lydon of ETF Trends. No more pulling your hair out to figure out what the best ETF is. Tom Lydon of ETF Trends joins us here on Money Life every Thursday to give us his pick of an ETF to watch or to watch out for.
I'm not only the heckler president, I'm also a client.
When it comes to picking ETFs and things get hairy, we bring in Tom Lydon to smooth it all over. And this week, we actually are bringing Tom Lydon in from Chicago. Now, normally, Tom is out on the West Coast, which is where Global Trends Asset Management, his money management firm, is located in Southern California. This week, he is in Chicago. Tom, of course, doing the same job in either place. He is not only the head of Global Trends Asset Management, but he is the editor of ETF Trends. If you want more information, check out ETFTrends.com. You can follow at ETF Trends, or you can follow him personally at Tom Lydon, which is Lydon. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you, Chuck.
Hope you're enjoying the Windy City.
Little rain today, but it's beautiful in the summer.
Well, you know, there's never a bad excuse to go to Chicago. That's one of the things I also say. Let's also point out there's never a bad excuse to talk about Hightower Investments, because you're joining us right now on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower knows the meaning of the word fiduciary, and so should anyone who's looking to work with a financial planner. If you're an investor searching for help, go to HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, Tom, our ETF of the week is...
the ETF Securities Physical Platinum Shares ETF, ticker symbol PPLT.
PPLT, we are talking platinum, precious metals here, Tom. Why precious metals and why particularly platinum right now?
Right, and let's emphasize this, Chuck. This is a short-term buying opportunity. First and foremost, there's been a huge correction in the physical platinum shares market, over 30% from a year ago, number one. And those that are interested in what they call the rich man's gold, most of the production comes out of South Africa, and currently there have been some disruption in the mines there as there have been strikes. There's actually been disputes, and through enforcements, some of those striking workers were actually killed, which was a tragedy. So right now, while the whole production of platinum mines in South Africa is kind of up in the air and prices have been so low, there really is an opportunity, I think, for investors that are savvy and looking to maybe swoop in and take advantage of this opportunity.
Okay, but when we talk about a short-term opportunity, are we talking days, weeks? Are we talking going in with a set price in mind and a set target in mind for getting out?
Yeah, in this situation, this particular ETF has recently gone above its 50-day moving average. I am a big technician, and I like the idea of looking for sell points. So if you look at this specific ETF, and if you look at its current lows, use that as your sell point, because we've seen a current spike that's gone up about 10 or 12%. If you drop down below that low, so give it about a 10 or 12% cushion, that would mean a couple things. Number one, probably everything's been worked out with the mines. And number two, there's poor economic news that's out that's saying that platinum isn't as much in demand. But I would doubt that that's going to happen, Chuck, because of a few reasons. Number one, platinum is used primarily for an industrial component in the manufacturing area. Catalytic converters use platinum in their production. And also, production demand is also in the jewelry area. So as many of us know, as you're coming up towards the holidays and weddings, not just here but around the world, platinum surely is in demand in that area too. So with demand high and also production in disruption, I think that there is an opportunity to look at platinum compared to looking at the stable gold in many of the gold ETFs.
My guest on Money Life is Tom Lydon. He is editor of ETF Trends. If you want more information, it is ETFtrends.com. We are talking about the ETF of the week here on Money Life. It is the ETFS, Physical Platinum Shares, the ticker symbol PPLT. Now, Tom, anytime you talk about a short-term play, what is hidden in the words short-term play is slightly heightened short-term risk. That's the thing that's out there, because obviously anything we're looking to make that short-term play, if for any reason we're wrong about it, we might expect to see more risk. That's one of the, at least the way I would read into it.
You're absolutely right. And when you get into a specific area, and in this case, you can't be more specific than a physically backed specific metal. But understanding the demand issues, understanding the supply issues and the fundamentals and the fact that there has been a correction, I believe that there's an opportunity. But as you point out, Chuck, you have to have a stop loss in place. So if we revert back to those lows of 10 or 12% ago, use that as your stop loss point.
That's what I was going to ask, is that it's 10 to 12% ago is the stop loss point. And is this one of those cases, you know, we've talked about it a little bit, but not much. Would you have people setting stop losses? Because that's one of those things that in an era of flash crashes, people worry about that. Would this be a purchase that you put in with a stop loss, knowing what's been going on in the market?
Well, it needs to be a limit order. And here's the issue with ETFs, as it is with stocks. If you put in a limit order to sell at a certain price and it doesn't get executed at that specific price, it would continue to decline as you own it. So this is something that you have to keep an eye on. It's not something that you buy and forget about, and even limit orders won't necessarily always be executed, especially if we happen to be in a situation where this declines very rapidly. So don't set it and forget it regarding this buy. Look at it very closely, but I wouldn't expect to see huge moves to the downside based on the fundamentals in the marketplace.
And there you go. You might see nice moves to the upside. It is why Tom Lydon from ETF Trends has made ETFS Physical Platinum Shares, PPLT, the buy of the week, the ETF of the week, a short-term buy. Tom Lydon can be found at ETF Trends on Twitter, at Tom Lydon on Twitter, and at ETFtrends.com. And it can be found here every Thursday on Money Life. Tom, thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
There's a lot more of Money Life yet to leave. Stick around. We'll be right back.